Good morning. Today's reading is taken from 38 Bahadurabad by Ziba Sadiq, beginning at page 58. A hidden chorus of cicadas sang as a ghostly hush settled on the city, Karachi, at night. Some neighbours gossiped, drinking tea on their bungalow veranda. Coloured fairy lights flickered in an adjacent street, announcing an impending marriage. My parents were at the Gymkhana Club, an evening at the card table. My brother Farid was with friends, and Rakshanda, my elder sister, was now married. I was alone with my two best friends, my grandmother and Lakshmi. It was 8 o'clock. The dining table had been cleared after supper, and the three of us were settled on the large cream settee in the lounge. Nanny had produced an old photograph album and was leafing through half-forgotten memories. My head cushioned against her shoulder, I sat enchanted as she recalled stories of her childhood in Iran, her marriage to the rich merchant from Baghdad, my grandfather, and her many travels between the Middle East and India. But the evening had turned to night, and I had school the next day. Concerned that I ought to be in bed, she cajoled Lakshmi into singing some of the popular songs from the Bombay movies, an attempt to encourage sleep. But they were no lullabies to me, and she was already on her fourth rendition of my favourite, Love is Your Reward, when I caught the sound of a bell ringing in the street. It was a strange foreign sound in the comfortable familiarity of those childhood evenings. Jumping from my seat to investigate, I ran into the garden, dragging the hapless Lakshmi with me. Down the driveway and through the gateway I turned, looking into the darkness of the street. And there, appearing out of the night, a single brass lantern lighting his way, I saw the pickle man for the very first time. He was stooped and grey, and he sat perched on a rusting cart, the lantern and bell swinging in rhythm as the laboured lolloping of his donkey. I ran towards him as Lakshmi looked cautiously on. He reined in the donkey as I called to him, and easing himself down from his seat, he greeted me in broken Urdu. His high cheekbones and dark skin told me that he was Bengali. There were 1,000 wrinkles in his face, and a long grey beard reached down to his chest. His gait was unsteady as he took the lantern from its hook and moved round the cart parading his wares, great glass jars of pickled fruits and vegetables. There were small whole lemons pickled in their own juices, green mangoes, unripe and not yet fully grown, pickled in mustard oil and turmeric, whole chilies pickled with cumin and garlic, and his speciality, mixed pickle, with mangoes, carrots, whole cloves of garlic, chilies and lemon. I had been talking to my new friend for about an hour when Nanny called me in. Waving him goodbye, I made him promise that he would visit me again the next day. True to his word, he arrived at exactly the same time the following evening, a pattern he was to repeat every night for the next 2 months. After supper, I would sit by the garden gate waiting for the dim lantern to appear at the top of the street, and then I would make out his grey, wrinkled face and the tired old features of his donkey. There were nights when I couldn't tell them apart, they could have been twins. They would dawdle down the street together, stop beneath the pear tree that overhung the garden wall, and each nod their greeting to me. For the first week, Lakshmi would hover discreetly by the gates, but once she and my grandmother saw that there was no harm in the old man, they left us alone. And it was only then that I was able to taste those wonderful pickles for the very first time. For though I had been allowed to buy them, I had never been allowed to eat them. My grandmother was an aristocrat at heart, and could not countenance the idea of her granddaughter eating the food of a street hawker. Her prejudice had been fashioned when she had once seen a nut seller urinating by the road. But I didn't care. I imagined that I was his only customer, and bought something from him every night. Out of the sight of my grandmother, he would give me little samples, and at 9, when she called me in, he would bid me salam, and I would watch as he disappeared into the darkness of the street, the lamp suspended in the air. And then one night, that lamp faded into the distance, never to return. Beautiful Karachi nights, with Nanny, Lakshmi, the old man, and the donkey. I recently reminded my grandmother of the pickle man, and inquired as to what might have happened to him. "What pickle man, Ziba?" she said. "We used to make our own pickles." This reading is for Ziba Sadiq, who died this week and will be much missed.